Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Aditi. So what do you think this trade means? The Saints are kind of a quarterback hungry team. Now they've got two picks ahead of the Steelers.
So I'm not moving from what I said, that I still think it is very unlikely, even though the Steelers are indeed doing their due diligence. Mm-hmm. And as I just shared, the quarterback train starts this week. Desmond Ridder is supposed to be in Thursday. Sam Howell is coming in Friday. Next week is Matt Corral and
Carson Strong.
And Malik Willis is supposed to come in on April 20th. So obviously they're doing their due diligence. I still do not think that it is super likely that the Steelers take a quarterback at 20. But last week, I said to you that I just did not see Honey Badger happening. And I said I did not see Honey Badger happening because A, the Steelers need to and will indeed pay very good money to Minkah Fitzpatrick. And you can't, I mean, they need to save their money for him at the safety position. And I still am told that that deal is very, very close to getting done. So be on alert for that. And number two,
make him the highest paid safety.
Has repeatedly. Yes, I expect that. I do expect that. But so they need their money for Minkah. They're not going to make two back-breaking deals for two safeties, especially when the second safety is 30 years old. And Kevin Colbert is repeatedly on the record saying if he's getting a veteran player, if he's signing somebody else's veteran, he prefers that it's a veteran off of the first contract, that the Steelers are not likely to give big money deals for 30-year-old players. Mm-hmm. However, since I said to you, this is a super, super long shot, within the last week, I have been told that Honey Badger may not need quite as much money as I was told that he needed a week ago, that the idea of playing for Mike Tomlin is indeed very enticing, and perhaps the monetary hopes and demands are not quite what they once were.
And Tomlin called him.
Maybe. Well, yes, which of course, you know, that's a great recruiting pitch. Exactly. But so that may not be dead. I can also tell you that there is an offer on the table for Terrell Edmunds, but he still has multiple teams interested and may not be interested in the Steelers offer. Ooh. Or maybe hoping for more money than the Steelers are offering.
That's a lot there, Malsy. That's a lot for you to chew on over there. What are you thinking about with that big brain of yours and your bald head?
I jump around too much?
No,
is that it?
No, that was a lot of good stuff.
Things kind of threw me off. I mean, I was planning on coming in and saying, Pony, I broke your heart a week ago, and that this is the nature of information.
Oh, of course.
So a week ago, it wasn't happening. Now it's not quite as much of a long shot as it once was. So I felt like that was very important to say out the gate, except you got me all wrapped up in this whole nine wives, nine husbands, no children thing. I was flustered.
I'm actually just amazed because this looks like a horrible trade for the Saints to execute here. They're trading.
Oh my God,
for,
you're still back on that? I thought we.
Well,
were
but no, but I think what Chris.
Well, from like a quarterback's perspective, it tells me that the Saints are definitely picking one. The Eagles look like their whole aim here is try to trade for a first rounder next year to get into a stronger QB class. If they have any thoughts on moving on from Jalen Hurts.
Don't they already have two first-round picks besides?
They still have two this year, but the Saints now, to me, it seems like they're telegraphing, hey, we are picking a quarterback with either 16 or 19, whoever's left
available.
Or
they could even use 16 and 19
to move up
again. And
package them to move up and get somebody that they really like. Yeah, I know, Aditi. The nine wives thing has really thrown me for a loop, too.
Aditi, on the quarterback front, and we'll get into everything you said there because you gave us so much good information. So if Chris's hunch is right, that the Saints are a team that could use one of those two first-round picks now ahead of the Steelers to take a quarterback, How many quarterbacks do you think will be off the board by the time the Steelers pick at 20?
One, two, three. I could see four. I could even see five.
Five gone by pick 20.
Four.
Where do you so how would your
so Pickett, Willis,
Corral
and Ritter,
right?
Would be the four, I would guess.
You know what? Again, and I said I hate to repeat the same thing that I said to you last week, but just in case anybody wasn't listening, I did talk to a quarterback hungry a very high level executive with a team that I do expect to draft a quarterback high in this draft. And he said to me, don't believe anything that you're hearing about the quarterbacks. Everybody's saying there won't be one taken in the top five. He said there's almost always a run on quarterbacks. And a lot of times it's groupthink, it's panic. It's sort of right now we can rationally look at it and say, you know what, none of these guys are really top 20 quarterbacks and none of them are sure things. And there are other sure things and that matters more. But as soon as one goes off the board, then suddenly there's a little bit of panic for the teams that did actually want a quarterback. So I'm just saying, I don't know that it's out of the realm. I'm hedging, but I don't know that it's out of the realm of possibility to see four indeed go in the top 20.
Okay.
I also think it's possible that they don't, but I'm still not buying that the Steelers are drafting a quarterback.
If you were picking then a position that they would use pick 20 on, what do you think is the front running like area of the field? Are they looking, in your opinion, defensive line, wide receiver? Where do you think they're most likely to go right now?
I think you could see a wide receiver taken there.
Man, that feels like it's gaining some real steam lately in the last 10 days or so, Aditi.
Yes,
Aditi.
It does.
And that's another one, guys, where I feel as I, you know, when we talked maybe it was a month ago, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, I felt pretty strongly that they're taking a defensive player there, that they're taking a linebacker, they're maybe taking a safety there, especially because you can see with that defense starting a rookie safety along with Minka, you know, starting a young safety. But I do think right now with the way things are shaping up and what the conversations are that I've been hearing, I do think that wide receiver is a place to look. Again, I think a lot's going to happen.
Do you think that they like a specific wide receiver of this crop? Like that there's one person they would have their eyes on more than anybody else? Because I've heard them connected to Burks from Arkansas, and the only thing that gets me about that, Aditi, is he did not run well at the combine, and it seems like they need downfield speed at that position.
I think that there are a few possibilities. What about Stingley? Do you like Derek Stingley?
As a corner? As a corner, you mean?
A cornerback.
Oof.
Yeah.
I don't know, Pony. How do you feel about him? Because he went from a guy, Aditi, here's what makes me nervous about him, and I know a lot of this is smoke screens and BS that gets floated around. I had him getting listed by some people as the best prospect in this draft, period, bar none, regardless of position, about 2 months ago. And now it seems pretty clear that Sauce Gardner is the number one corner and that Stingley suddenly has all these questions cropping up about him. Is he injured too much? Is he a guy who's going to be physical when he needs to? So that's starting to make me a little uneasy about him.
You know what's very interesting about that, though, is that what is the Jim Thorpe Award? That's what it's called, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know who won it? Was Sauce Gardner's teammate, Kobe Bryant. And I was at Cincinnati's Pro Day last week.
And he's not regarded as a top corner.
Well, here's the thing. He is regarded. His stock has not fallen in any way because of anything he's done. It's just there has become an infatuation with several other corners.
Gotcha.
Since the combine.
Gotcha.
And I had a very, very interesting conversation with him, with his coach. I really think that he's a young man that could be a steal, that can do so much for a team in so many different ways and just maybe flying a little bit under the radar right now. And I'll tell you this, I thought he had a great pro day. I thought he had a really good day last week or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was at this point.
Hey, Aditi, do you think it's possible, like, or knowing what you know about the Steelers and the way they like to go about their business, we know that Tomlin and Colbert didn't go to Ohio State's pro day as a pair, and that was a big noteworthy thing because we know what the pattern seems to be with who they pick in the first round and what pro days that they both attend or one of them attends. Do you think the Steelers, it's in their DNA drafting players to take a guy like Jameson Williams from Alabama, who might need part of the season to rehab that knee, but that they would just bet on the upside at wide receiver there, even though the guy's coming off of an injury like that?
I feel like they want a guy who is going to contribute. I really think that they think they are ready to compete and they need somebody to come in and help, which is part of the conversation that we've been having about quarterbacks and, you know, who's actually really ready to step on the field day one. And that's why Mitch Trubisky is the guy that you went out to get, because when you're choosing someone that high,
yep,
you have an expectation that this is someone who's ready to come in and play.
Do you read anything into the order in which these prospects, these quarterback prospects, are visiting the Steelers?
No. I think a lot of that just has to do with what fits on the schedule.
And so you said you still don't think it's likely that they draft one. Do you think if the NFL fairy godmother came down and told Mike Tomlin you can have any of these quarterbacks, he has a preference on which one he likes the most right now?
Oh, I'm sure. And I know Matt Canada does, because I asked Matt Canada that in Cincinnati. I said, is there one you definitely like the most? And he said, yes. And then he said, but I'm not telling you which one.
Who do you think it is?
Who do I think he liked the best?
Is it the guy you recruited in college?
Pickett? I don't know. I truly, you have to think that he's got that relationship there. Again, I don't remember. I've been covering the NFL for more than 12 years now. I don't remember such a lack of consensus on the quarterbacks. I mean, I've literally heard from people. I heard from someone who likes Matt Corral the best. I heard from someone who likes Malik Willis the best. I spoke to somebody today, just today, who told me that Desmond Ridder is far and away the best in the class. And I was at Desmond Ridder's pro day and was very, very, very unimpressed.
I haven't even read the same
things. With certain things, because he is a very impressive young man.
I haven't even read the same consensus on Desmond Ridder's footwork. I just read something like 3 days ago. It was, wow, he's inaccurate, and that's a big concern, and it's because his footwork is inconsistent. Swear to God, read something about him yesterday. He has fundamentally very sound footwork. Watch his lower body when he sets the throw, and it's very consistent. How is it possible that people who are paid to do this for a living and only this come to such unbelievably different conclusions about these guys?
All right, hold that thought.
And that is exactly what I'm talking about. It's so crazy. And when you talk really quickly, I know you want us to hold this up, but the Desmond Ridder inaccuracy thing is, I literally talked to people who said, well, there are things that we can fix there having to do with his footwork. And I talked to another quarterback's coach who was watching him, who said there is nothing mechanically wrong with his footwork or his throwing motion or any of that.